This podcast is going to discuss the difference between acceptable insurance and proof of insurance. The Crucial Six podcast episode discussed the six items that we look for, that our insurance service center looks for when determining if insurance that's submitted is in fact acceptable proof of insurance. But acceptable insurance is defined by the lender. Now, there are certain items such as the effective date, comp and collision, that cannot be defined, that those are required. But things such as the deductible limit and the lien holder clause being listed can be defined. So think of acceptable insurance as it's the requirements that the lender states and makes for the borrower to have listed on the insurance declaration page. Versus proof of insurance. Proof of insurance could be an ID card. Proof of insurance could be just liability coverage. So we get so many instances where maybe a borrower or even a lender states that, well, I submitted proof of insurance, and the question that you should actually be asking and the thing that should actually be done by the lender or even the borrower is submitting acceptable insurance. So that's insurance with the lien holder listed per the lender specifications, the deductibles listed per the requirements where it doesn't exceed the maximum allowable deductible. The policy period is listed, the VIN number and the collateral description match on the insurance and on the loan. So with a terminology standpoint and from a lender standpoint, when you require insurance, that you are requiring insurance based on the premise of acceptable proof of insurance as just regular proof of insurance. So hope you found this quick overview regarding acceptable insurance versus proof of insurance beneficial, and we appreciate you listening.